Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Carroll. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast covers the top predictions for the ERP industry this coming year, and I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, managing partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP, including industry trends, research, and analysis. Eric, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi Chris, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for joining us here again, and let's get started with the topic today. Here's my first question for you. Eric, are there any trends from 2012 that you think will likely continue into next year or beyond?
Yeah, there's a few of them. There's three in particular that we had called out for 2012 that we think will continue into 2013. One of them is consolidation of the vendors in the marketplace. We think that the macroeconomic situation isn't really going to get a whole lot better. In fact, a lot of economists are calling for slower growth or even negative growth across the globe. So I think that's going to lead to more kind of a shakedown among the ERP vendors. Mm-hmm. So you'll see some of the weaker players get weeded out and the larger vendors go out and acquire the smaller, weaker players. So I think that's one thing that you'll start to see. And I also think that because in that kind of environment, companies are going to be more risk adverse, that they're going to probably look more at SaaS and cloud-based solutions as potential lower-cost options to kind of get their foot in the door with an ERP solution rather than investing in large sums of money
right.
in a traditional ERP solution. Second thing that we think will continue is kind of more of this best-of-breed approach with ERP systems mm-hmm. rather than just going out and biting off an entire huge ERP implementation. They'll go out and buy, a CRM package or a financial system or HR package kind of as needed in terms of the priorities of the business rather than making those big investments up front.
Right.
So that kind of risk adversity, I think, will lead to more of a best-of-breed approach. And then we called this out last year, and we called it out again next year as a continuing trend. The third thing is the continued investment in mobile solutions and business intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think companies are going to look to ways that they can extend their ERP processes and data into, mobile solutions for their sales force or executives to access data, as well as business intelligence, just more robust reporting and making sense of all the data that's being captured in these larger organizations. So those are three in particular that we think will continue into the next year.
I see. Okay. A moment ago, you mentioned best-of-breed solutions. What about those? I mean, where do you see their market share going in 2013?
Well, given the fact that I mentioned before that we're predicting that companies are going to be a little more risk-averse with big single-system ERP systems, that just is naturally going to create opportunity for some of these best-of-breed systems to capture some of the market share in 2013.
Right.
So I think it'll continue. The one thing that CIOs and CFOs and just ERP practitioners in general need to be aware of or prepared for is that the best-of-breed approach can be good. It can be a good kind of piecemeal way for organizations to slowly invest more incrementally in their ERP software.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is that it will require more competencies related to solution architecture and integration as a way to tie together these potentially different best-of-breed systems. So that's the potential downside. It's not necessarily a negative thing or a bad thing, but it is something that will need to be managed in that kind of environment.
Okay. So what's your take on the future of SaaS and cloud ERP platforms? What do you think about that for 2013?
Well, I think it'll continue. The growth in that segment will absolutely continue. And in fact, especially with small and mid-sized organizations that aren't in a position to invest heavily in traditional ERP infrastructure, I think that SaaS and cloud trend will continue. But I think two things, kind of caveats to that, come to mind. One is that we still don't see SaaS and cloud solutions replacing traditional on-premise ERP anytime soon.
Okay.
There's just too many unknowns and concerns with SaaS, especially for mid-sized to larger organizations. So the growth will continue, but it's still going to be a smaller subset of the overall ERP space. The other kind of aspect of that, or the other caveat to SaaS growth, is that we think that the hype surrounding these lower cost solutions is going to subside, just because the SaaS and cloud options are becoming more mainstream. It's just becoming a common part of most ERP software packages in the industry. So rather than calling it out as a hot new industry trend, it's now becoming just embedded in the way companies deliver their ERP solutions to organizations, whether it be as an alternative to the on-premise approach, or whether it's they're creating separate SaaS options for their customers. So it's not that we think the trend is going to go away. It's just becoming a little bit more mainstream, and I think a lot of the hype will die down now that it's just becoming part of what is just one of the portfolio of options that most ERP software vendors are providing to the market.
Everyone, if you're listening now, of course, we're talking with Eric Kimberling about the top 10 predictions for the global ERP industry in 2013. We've got some more of Eric's insights and predictions for the coming year coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Speaking with Eric Kimberling today, managing partner of Panorama Consulting Solutions and an expert in all things ERP. He's telling us what he thinks his top 10 predictions for the global ERP industry in 2013 will be. And we've talked about best-of-breed solutions and other trends that Eric thinks will be happening in 2013, the future of SaaS and ERP platforms. Now, Eric, let's get back into the conversation. Tell me, do you think we'll see more companies embarking on ERP implementations in 2013, in general?
Well, I think you're obviously always going to see companies that are interested in ERP and that are investing in their ERP implementations, but I think you're probably going to see it at a slightly lower rate in 2013. Mm-hmm. And that's probably largely due to the fact that there is this economic uncertainty that we talked about. Globally, there's just a lot of macroeconomic headwinds that are creating that uncertainty. And there's also still a pretty high failure rate among ERP implementations. Mm-hmm. So that we think that more companies are going to maybe choose at a lower rate to go down the path of a full implementation. Instead, what we're already starting to see is more companies saying, you know what, it's not that we're not going to do ERP, but we're going to kind of get our house in order first before we